God's great love and salvation to this, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
One nation, one people, one station, one mission. Proclaiming of God's great love to all, inspiring, life-changing radio. One Love Radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: Zambia-German deepens partnership to bridge skills gap in mining sector. LCC engage 70 data entry clerks to strengthen CDF data management. In international news, more than 500 people killed in Tanzania's elections violence. And in sports news, Zambia Rugby Union unveils 15th jersey as symbol of unity and growth. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. Zambia has reaffirmed its commitment to strengthening skills development in the mining sector as part of its effort to addressing the growing mismatch between industry demands and availability expertise. Speaking during the launch of a new technical and vocation training initiative supported by the German government, the Minister of Youth, Sport and Arts, Elvis Nkandu, has emphasized the urgent need to bridge the skills gap in key sectors such as mining, energy and construction. The three-year project, valued at nearly €4 million, is a collaboration between Northern Technical College, NOTEC, Lusaka Vocation Training Center, and Libya Zambia Limited, a subsidiary of a German global mining equipment supplier. Mr. Nkandu says the initiative is aimed at equipping young people with practical, industry-relevant skills to meet the demands of Zambia's rapidly expanding mining industry. The minister highlighted that the program combines classrooms learning with hands-on industry training, describing it as a critical mode of aligning education with labor market needs. Meanwhile, German State Secretary Neo Amini has reaffirmed its long-standing partnership with Zambia, highlighting decades of cooperation focused on creating opportunities through technical training, education and skills development. The Lusaka City Council has engaged 70 data entry clerks under the Constituents Development Fund CDF program to support the updating and management of a new electronic database system. The initiative is aimed at improving efficiency, accuracy and accountability in handling CDF-related data across the city. The exercise has commenced with a deployment of clerks drawn from the 7 constituencies of Lusaka District, with each constituency contributing 10 personnel. According to LCC Public Relations Manager Tola Mwamba, says the structure is expected to ensure equitable participation while strengthening systematic record keeping and enhancing transparency in the implementation of CDF programs.
The exercise has commenced with the deployment of 70 data entry clerks drawn from the 7 constituencies of Lusaka District, with each constituency represented by 10 clerks. This approach ensures equitable participation and strengthens the systematic record keeping across all 7 constituencies while promoting transparency and ease access of information in the implementation of CDF programs. Lusaka City Council reaffirms its commitment to maintaining a robust record management system to ensure the effective and efficient delivery of the Constituency Development Fund within the city.
The National Prosecution Authority, NPA, and Kids Alive Zambia has signed a memorandum of understanding aimed at strengthening the prosecution of child sexual abuse cases and improving support for child victims and witnesses across the country. Speaking during the signing ceremony held in Lusaka, Director of Public Prosecution Gilbert Piri says the partnership marks a critical step in the fight against sexual violence against children. Mr. Pili described child sexual abuse as a national crisis and a serious violation of children's rights, noting that cases of defilement, incest, child marriage, indecent assault and online sexual exploitation continues to rise in Zambia.
42% of girls in Zambia are said to be married before the age of 18. In 2025, the Zambia Police Service reported 3,813 cases of sexual violence. These included 2,698 cases of defilement, which represented 2,698 girls and 21 boys. In 2025, the National Prosecution Authority recorded 1,906 child victims and witnesses, the majority of whom were victims of sexual violence. It is thus gratifying for us that we are standing here today, joining hands with Kids Alive, in ensuring that children access justice in a seamless manner, which is child-friendly and does not occasion more harm.
Meanwhile, Kids Alive International Chief Operating Officer Rachel Davison says the agreement reflects a shared vision of justice that combines legal actions with handling and long-term rehabilitation. She noted that Zambia is setting an important example for Africa by building a mold that combines justice and care for vulnerable children.
What makes this partnership so meaningful is that it reflects a shared vision of justice, one that does not end with prosecution, but continues into healing. Because of this agreement, together, we are strengthening the prosecution of cases involving violence against children, while also ensuring that children receive trauma-informed care, psychosocial support, and long-term rehabilitation. And this means a child will not walk alone through the legal process. They will be supported before, during, and after court proceedings with counseling, care, and people who see them not just as a case, but as a child worthy of dignity and healing.
Still in local news with Alex Yanga. By Zambia brand ambassador Evans Kazonga, Ngoma has urged customers to take responsibility for waste disposal and says the initiative promotes accountability and sustainability across the country. Mr. Ngoma has encouraged manufacturers in Zambia to unite and implement extended produce responsibility and has explained that factories must handle the waste generated by their production lines. He has described the approach as proactive in cutting waste and encouraging co-friendly practices and has directed manufacturers to place waste bins in busy areas nationwide, helping customers dispose of waste responsibly in line with the campaign. He has further emphasized that the initiative can reduce litter and create a cleaner environment and has collected all stakeholders to join the effort. Some members of the public in Western Province have expressed concerns over the increasing number of livestock theft and people being frightened by junkies. More details in the following report by Python Chanda.
There has been an increase of incidences of livestock theft in Western Province, as well as reports of criminal gangs such as junkies terrorizing local residents. Contributing on the neighborhood program on One Love Radio in Mongo, some Mongo residents have expressed concern, calling the police to intervene.
Then question number two. I saw a situation where would be
Western Province Police Commissioner Ray Hamonga says the police is doing everything possible to bring the perpetrators of stock theft to book. Mr. Hamonga also says stock theft is one of the most common crimes in the province, as most farmers have invested in this business.
Livestock. And when you talk of stock theft here, it's more or less like if you like to liken to maybe northwestern or Cobra Belt province, where mining is a major activity. When you talk of like illegal mining in those areas, and as well as when it comes to Western Province, when you talk of theft of stock, it's actually the major industry, because the major industry here is livestock. So you find that the theft of stock is rampant because of that that industry, because most people that actually are in here, most of the money is generated through livestock. So you find that theft of stock is actually very rampant here. And